You're listening to the RadioAntenna.com.
Well, Van Halen are behind hits like Jump and Hot for Teacher. They've sold more than 80 million albums worldwide. We're very excited. They're coming to Australia for the Stone Music Festival next month. And Eddie and Alex Van Halen join us this morning. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? We're very well. And along with the two of you, there's David Lee Roth and there's Wolfgang. He's your son, Eddie.
Yes, he is. Who just turned 22 last week.
And how do you feel about him being on the road?
Well, I'm the one who took him out of school and put him on the road.
At the age of 5.
Actually, 15.
Should have thought of that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good having Wolf in the band. It gives a generational perspective on the music, you know. A lot of music from 25, 30 years ago doesn't quite hold up today for a variety of reasons. But the stuff that the first six records, man, it's just as exciting and just as unpredictable as it was back then.
Does touring with your son, does that cramp your style, or does that cramp his style? Whose style is getting cramped?
We're hoping that it cramps his, because I'm not giving up anything.
I was reading this, and I didn't know that the only real reason that David Lee Roth got a gig first time round with you guys was because he had his own sound system.
Oh, that's how he originally joined the band, yeah. You know, what's interesting about the four of us is that we were all very much of like mind. You can be in backyard party bands and all that, but there comes a certain point where you got to make up your mind. What are you really going to do with your life? And Ed and I actually ran into Dave while we were in junior college. We were all studying music of one form or another, and Dave was also there. And, he was a kindred spirit, and we clicked. As much as we were different, we were as much alike. So it worked very well, creatively, and the willingness to work. You know, we worked 25 hours a day, 8 days a week. In a funny way, you know, when we were all in different bands growing up, after a certain amount of time, when you do realize that you want to take it seriously, we were the only ones in Pasadena left. So we were kind of stuck with each other.
Is that the way it feels now? Because it hasn't always been smooth sailing for you guys.
Well, that's not necessarily true. I mean, we argue about the normal things that bands argue about, you know, about the music and how we want things to go. You know, nothing out of the ordinary. God forbid we should all think alike. Yeah.
There are many legacies.
I think that's what makes Van Halen, you know, four individual opinions and approaches to things, you know. If we were all the same, everything would be the same. Well, we'd probably argue more than anybody.
And then throw
do that behind closed doors. Yeah.
Well, along with your musical legacy, there's another interesting legacy about contract writers. Is it true that you guys were the first ones to have writers in your contracts?
Well, I don't think we were the first, but I think after what we asked for, we may have been the last.
Well, tell us about that.
There's a serious side to it, and there's also a humor side, but the serious side is we were on tour 11, 12 months a year, and backstage is your home. And is it too much to ask for a couple of six-packs, you know, and a towel? And apparently it was too much to ask, because half the time you wouldn't get it. So we put something into the rider that was definitive as to whether they had read it or not. And then it took on a life of its own. It became something of a people found out about it. And the urban legends, you know, started.
And so the bowl of M&Ms is what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So were all the brown ones removed?
Correct, yes. You'd see about 20 old ladies sitting backstage separating them all.
They didn't just suck all the colours off the top and put them back, let's hope. Well, look, we're very excited about the Stone Music Festival, April 20 and 21 at ANZ Stadium. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure to talk to you this morning.
Thank you very much.
See you when you get here.
You got it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the RadioAntenna.com.